Okay, welcome everybody to a bonus episode here, Building the Game. We are going to do a play test of my first game design, which is called Damsels in Distress. With me today, of course, is Jason.
Hey!
And my lovely wife, Christine.
Hi!
All right, so just three of us. This is a 2-4 player game. This will be the first time ever playing it with three players. The second time playing it since I've built a new deck with the revised rules.
Okay. And I have not played it since the first deck.
Right.
So.
Okay. So what we have here is we have a few different sets. We'll start with the hero cards. Each of these is a 7-card deck. Our heroes are Dash, Flynn. Then we have Captain Reginald Bandy Pants. We have Dr. Sebastian Hawkins, if I can get his cards pulled out here. Dr. Sebastian Hawkins, and we have Tom Trueheart. Dash Flynn is a Hollywood actor. His special ability is that he can move really fast, so he can advance the countdown farther than any of the other players. He has one card that has done that. Yeah, every hero has one special power, special move card, okay?
Yep.
So Dash has the ability to advance the countdown by 4. Everybody else maxes out at 3. Captain Reginald Bandy Pants, he's a pilot in Her Majesty's Royal Air Force. His power is defiance. He can look the enemy in the eye and say no. And so he has the ability to push a countdown back up by 2.
Okay.
Dr. Sebastian Hawkins, I need to refresh my memory here. His special ability is, where is it? Versatility, thank you. Doctors are well trained to be adaptable to any situation. So he has a special ability called versatility, which is an advance 1/advance 1. So what that means is he can either use one card as 2 separate advances or use it as 1/2 advance or 1 plus 2.
So you can use it a +2 or 2+1s.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And for the listeners, that'll make more sense as we start getting into the rules or getting into the gameplay. And then Tom Trueheart is a circus acrobat. And his special ability is acrobatics. So he has a card that can be worth, it can either be an advance 2 or an advance 3. So he has his acrobatic ability there. Okay. So those are the heroes. You guys can go ahead and pick your hero, whichever one you want to play
go
as.
First.
I'm going to take the acrobat.
Okay.
That sounds interesting to me.
Okay.
I forget which one I was last time when we played.
I don't remember.
I'll be Captain Reginald Bandy Pants.
Captain Bandy Pants. He's my favorite name.
He is the best name for
Being
sure.
Bandy Pants is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a good
it really
name.
Is.
Go. Yeah. All right, and I'm going to play as Dr. Sebastian Hawkins. So we all have the same, 6 of the cards are the same, then our 7th card is our special move card. Okay. The next thing here we have is our deck of dangers. Each danger has a countdown on it. Like, for example, we have a waterfall here with a countdown of 5. And then every danger also has a death trigger, so that if the damsel that's on that card ends up counting down to 0 and dies, when she dies, that triggers some consequence. So in the case of the waterfall, if the damsel dies, it says this danger resets with a new damsel. So rather than discarding this danger, you put another damsel back on there and this waterfall stays out. We have deadly poison is another one. This is a countdown of 2, so in 2 turns that damsel will die. And this death trigger is highest point damsel next to this card dies, her danger does not trigger. Okay.
Yep.
So in general, that's the way it goes, that if another damsel is killed because of someone else's trigger, her trigger does not go off. That's
okay.
Just to prevent horrible chain reactions.
Oh man, that would be terrible.
Could kind of basically end the game.
Destroy the game in
yeah.
1 second.
So if somebody would shuffle that for me, there's 15 of those. And then finally we have a deck of damsels here. There are 25 damsels ranging in point values from 2 points all the way up to 16 points. And damsels have no special abilities other than their point value, because they are the fair maidens in distress. And we, the heroic heroes, have to save them. Okay?
Makes sense.
All right. Changes since the last time we played. Last time we played, we started by putting out, I believe it was 2 or 3 dangers and damsels to start with.
Yes.
And then built up to a maximum of 6.
Correct.
Now I just want to start out with 8. 8 damsels right off the bat. Okay?
Bam.
Yeah. To start with it crazy.
It's more fun that way.
Okay? So we will go ahead and start by laying out 8 dangers. We'll do that in 2 rows of 4 just for space.
Charging bear.
Okay, so our dangers here to start with, we have deadly poison, the waterfall, a pit of spikes, a volcano, quicksand, a charging bear, a burning building, and a falling piano. And we're going to be going through some of these dangers twice, because there are more damsels than there are dangers, and we play the game until we're out of damsels.
So what happens, your typical danger,
mm-hmm.
When it ends, like when it triggers, it goes away, you put a new one out,
right.
But then when you're out, you reshuffle ones that are left, and you put them out.
Exactly.
The waterfall is different,
right?
Because the waterfall, when that triggers,
it stays out there.
It stays out there,
right.
Okay.
And another one, quicksand does that too. Quicksand stays out there.
Okay.
Unless the hero saves the damsel. So they only stay out there. The trigger condition only happens if that damsel dies. If the hero saves that damsel from that danger, then that danger goes away.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
All right. So then in front of the deadly poison, we have Nelly, who is worth 12 points. And these names may all change at some point, of course. About to go over the waterfall in a barrel is Lady Audley for 14 points. About to fall into a pit of spikes is Heather for 10 points. About to be blown up and destroyed by red hot magma in the volcano is Betsy, who is worth 8 points. Trapped in the quicksand is Wendy, worth 4 points. We have Diana, who is about to be eaten by a charging bear. She's worth 10 points. Georgina is trapped in the burning building. She's worth 10 points. And, Princess Penelope is about to be smashed by a falling piano, and she is worth 16 points. She is the most valuable damsel in the game.
Well, and she's a princess, right? So, I mean,
right.
She should be.
She better be. Okay. So that's what we've got here. And then maybe I will go first since I'm directing this.
That makes
sure.
sense.
Okay.
Moving forward. But I didn't want you to be talking while I'm squeaking in that chair. So.
Okay. So the way the game is played is we have 7 move cards. On each turn, we play 3 of these 7 move cards. And these move cards allow us to either advance the countdown or make the countdown retreat. I guess that's the word I'm using right now, but that's up in the air. Or we can either make the countdown move forward or make the countdown step backwards.
Makes sense?
Yeah. And the point of the game, of course, is you as the hero need to through your special moves, your heroic actions, you need to advance that countdown down to 0 and save them. If the countdown reaches 0 on its own, of course, the damsel dies. But if you get it down to 0 through your special moves, then you are saving that damsel in the nick of time. That's the idea here, okay? So what we've got here, looking out on the table, we have 2 damsels that are about to die. With a countdown of 2, and that's Nelly and Princess Penelope. Nelly is worth 12, and Penelope is worth 16. I really want to save them.
Oh, so that's why you wanted to go first.
Yeah.
Well,
considering you have 1 card that you can save both of them with, you schmuck.
No, I don't, because I have to have it. I have to play a 2. Well, what I can do here is I can play my advance 2. And I can
They're on 2. Sorry, I was confused. Right.
I can play my advance 2 to save one of them. I can play my versatility at my 1-1 card, which I will make a total of 2 to save the next one. And then, let's see, I also have an advanced 3 card, and everybody has one of those, that I'll play to save a 3rd damsel. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to play my advanced 2 to save Nelly. She counts down, and she's saved. I'm going to play my 1-1 on Penelope to save her.
Yep.
And I'm going to play my advanced 3 on Heather to save her. Okay, so that's the end of my turn. We lose the dangers that were just foiled.
Which were deadly poison, falling piano, and...
Bit of spikes. Okay. All the remaining damsels in play, their countdowns all advance 1. Okay. And then we throw out 3 new dangers.
Yes.
So we have stampeding horses, a sawmill, and hungry lions.
Hungry Lions. Sawmill, that's a good one. That's very classic.
So, Madeline, who's worth 12 points, she's about to get trampled by stampeding horses. Sally is only worth 2 points. She's tied up to a log in the sawmill and about to be cut in half in a very dramatic fashion. And poor Edna, who's worth 8 points, is about to be devoured by hungry lions. Okay? And that is it for my turn. And now it is Christine's turn.
All right. So no one's going to die in my turn. The lowest one is at 3. So no danger for me. I would like to save Lady Audley if I can, because she's worth 14 points.
That she is.
So I'm going to do my run, which is an advance 3 plus a walk of advance 1 to save her.
Okay.
I can pick her up. And then I guess I'll just play my weight, which is 0, and not do anything else.
Not do anything else. Okay, very good. Okay. So that kills the waterfall. That goes away. All the others advance 1.
Sorry.
That's all right. We throw out another danger. Now we have the Cliffs of Death.
Love it.
And Queen Bertha is about to be dropped from the cliffs of top of the Cliffs of Death. Queen
We're Bertha's about to be saved points. By someone well, awesome
I hope
on
so.
Jason's turn.
I hope so.
I'm going to clean up this turn, folks. That's the plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me check some math here. So she's at 2, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'll talk through what I'm doing here. So my plan is that I have a jump advance 2, which I'm going to use to make Queen Bertha be saved. So put her to 0 and save her.
Okay.
14 points.
Yep.
Then I'm going to use my run, which is advance 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to save Madeline, who's worth 12 points. And then I'm going to use my acrobatics for my third card. To as 2, since the only other 2 I have, yep, to save Diana, who is worth 10 points.
Yep.
That was a nice turn. All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
So. Cool. All right. So that's 3 more dangers that are gone. And we throw out some more here. We have a flash flood, a wagon load of TNT, and a speeding train. let's see, so we have Francine is going to be drowned in the flash flood. Francine's worth 10 points. Madame Bovina is trapped in the back of the wagon with the TNT. And Elsa, who's worth 10 points, is tied up on the train tracks and going to be run over by the train.
I just want to say that I enjoy that the people that are worth more points all have titles.
Yeah, high point ones have titles. Yeah. Yes. Oh, we need to count down the other ones.
Oh, whoops.
So,
yep.
Can't forget to do that. Let's see. Is there? There. Okay. All right, it's back to me. Now, the thing about the game here is that the 3 move cards that I just used on my last turn, I can't use again.
Right.
Okay? I can't use again. If the game requires me to go through my whole deck, which is tough because I used all my best options up front. Now I'm really limited on what I can do next. So I'm going to have to save somebody.
This is my second time playing this game, but I still didn't think ahead either. I was like, what can I do right now?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play an advance 1, an advance 1, and a 0. So a walk, walk, wait. And I'm going to use that. I'm going to combine my 2 1s together to make a 2. And I'm going to save... Oh, let's see. I'm going to save Betsy for 8 points. And so the volcano does not explode.
That's
you know what?
The worst danger.
I do want the volcano to explode if at all possible.
Why?
So I'm going to save
everyone.
Edna from the Hungry Lions. And that goes away. Okay. And that's all that I can do on my turn. Now everybody counts down.
Man, you just foiled my plans.
That was the idea. See, what I've done here is that now the volcano is counting down to 1. So Christine is going to have to save Betsy on this turn. Otherwise, the volcano triggers. And when the volcano triggers, all damsels in play are killed. Their dangers do not trigger. And the bad thing about that is that all those dead damsels, Christine loses points for every one of those. And then the other thing here is that Jason was just reshuffling our dangers because we ran out of those, and now we have Hungry Lions back out.
Yeah, in the exact same spot it was in last time. Yeah. That's why I chuckled.
Man.
And we have Flora now is about to be devoured by Hungry Lions.
Or destroyed by a volcano.
One or the other.
Depending on how Christine blazes.
All right, well, I'm not going to let you get the butter. I'm going to use my special power, which is Defiance, to retreat to.
Ooh.
So it'll go back up here.
Very good.
And then I'm going to use my jump, which is 2, to save Madame Bovina.
Okay.
And then I get to play one more card. No one else is going to die on my turn, doesn't look like. So I guess...
Now, if I were you, speaking strategically, I would use your you have a walk there. I would use that to push that speeding train down by one, because then that'll leave Jason with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards that are counting down to 1 at the same time.
Okay, sorry, Jason.
Yeah, cool.
That
thanks,
works.
Rob. You're welcome, that stuff out. I appreciate
whatever
that.
Whatever I can do to help. Okay. So, that means everybody's counting down. This is where it starts to get tricky. And we throw out another danger. Stampeding Horses are back out, along with Elizabeth, who is worth 6 points.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to recap here, I have 4 damsels who are all going to die at the end of this turn. 5 damsels. Where's number 5?
Sally. Yeah.
So, here's the good news, everybody. 3 of them are worth 10 points apiece. 2 of them are worth 6. 4 and 2, so a total of 6. So, I'm basically screwed here. I mean, some people are going to die, but what I can do is I can give myself 20 points and then lose 6 points.
Mm-hmm. Minimize the damage.
Which is better math than if I were to lose 10. So, what I'm going to do is... I'm going to just quick glance at these...
The triggers.
When does that take effect? Immediately?
It happens at the end of the turn.
So after you place the new damsels or before?
Oh, before you place new damsels,
okay.
Yeah.
One thing that we talked about last time we played is what happens if everyone dies at once, which trigger happens and which one doesn't. Did you decide on that?
Well, the triggers go off at the same time, okay? So the triggers all go off at the same time, and then the effects of the trigger, like if any damsel is killed by that trigger, then she, let's see. So triggers go off. So let's say that 2 damsels who are next to each other, okay, their triggers both go off at the same time, okay? So, for example, here we have Wendy, Elsa, and Georgina. So Elsa is worth 10, Georgina is worth 10, and Wendy's worth 4. So, Elsa dies. Lowest point damsel next to this card resets her danger, okay? If Wendy dies, highest point damsel next to this card moves to this card and blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, those 2 cards affect each other. The trigger affects their neighbor, okay? So normally, if Elsa died, Wendy is the lower point card. She would reset on her card. But Wendy is dying at the same time that Elsa's dying.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they have no effect on each other.
Okay,
so
that's the
just,
idea.
Like, so if the volcano went off, but 3 other damsels died,
mm-hmm.
who were gonna die, their triggers still go off, but everyone else killed by the volcanoes doesn't.
Right. So
okay.
Right.
I mean, it could get a little hairy, but I mean that's not a bad thing. You know?
Yeah.
So for this one, for example, because she's going to die too, dangers next to this card advance 1. So this one, Flora, to her right, isn't going to die this turn. So she would advance 1 by this trigger.
And then she would die at the end of the turn.
But these two would
she
be,
moved forward
theoretically,
one.
If all 3 of these died, the only trigger would be Georgina's.
Right.
Okay.
Because it was the only one that affects somebody next to her.
And that's good to point out because, like,
mm-hmm.
so what would happen if Georgina died?
Mm-hmm.
Next to her, there's somebody on a 3 count.
Mm-hmm.
So that would move her to a 2 count, and at the end of the turn, she'd move to a 1 count.
One count.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
So that's something to consider.
Yeah.
And this this card too, this death trigger, hero discards his special move card permanently.
Permanently.
That's really bad.
Well, which one is that?
Sandra.
Oh,
she's
dude.
Only worth 2 points, but you probably don't want to lose your
no,
card.
My special move card's awesome.
Yeah.
So so oh gosh, well that sucks. Okay. So I have three cards that I'm gonna use. I have two advanced ones. I have to use those because I might as well to get points.
Right.
And then I have a wait, which is a zero, and a retreat, which is a retreat one, a dodge, which is a retreat one. So I have to save Sally. She's worth 2 points, and that really sucks. But I have to save her because I can't.
Lose your move
yeah. Card. So I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna save Sally for the whopping 2 points she's worth. Now I have to decide who else to save.
Or you could use your dodge and move her up one, so when she resets, she's on Rob's turn.
Oh, I like that better. Thanks, Christine. So let's do that. Somebody who's played this game more than me. So I'm going to play my dodge, bump what's Sally up to okay. two.
That's a smarter move, I think.
Oh, yeah, it makes total sense, yeah. Because now it's your problem to deal with. Yep. So you're going to have to save her.
Unless I can make her retreat.
And right, but you don't want because you don't want to. Your special move is awesome because yeah. you get the split.
Mm-hmm.
See, in a situation, your special move right now would be awesome be because you'd be saving right. two people for one card.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think she's gonna die because that screws you.
Yeah.
So I need to save her though. So, oh, I see.
So you could save her.
I
and then
feel
her.
Like I feel like there should be a rule, like
okay.
highest point damsel, it dies from highest to lowest.
You think so?
The reason I say that is because look at the strategy I could pull off here. Then I could let her die,
mm-hmm.
and she would reset her,
mm-hmm.
because she would reset the lowest point damsel next to her. So if you had a clear order of death for damsels. You could make a little more strategy out of that rather than being at the same time.
Then again, mm-hmm. three of them that are going to die are all at 10 points.
No, but what I mean is, like, hers right here says, lowest point damsel next to her resets. So if she died first, number this four-pointer would mm-hmm. push back to the top. And then I wouldn't lose mm-hmm. two. See
or,
what I mean?
Because, see, what I'm saying, though, is that one's worth 10, this one's worth 10, this one's worth 10. So which one out of these three would die first? You could say starting
oh.
on the top row at the mm-hmm. left, going this way, and then going this way would be the order of death.
Well, see, the thing that... Remember that the concept of this, of course, is that there's some villain, some snappy whiplash mm-hmm. dude out there. I still need to come up with his name. Baron von something, I'm thinking. Okay. The Baron is the one who's doing this.
Right.
We're the heroes trying to save everybody. The Baron is
right.
the one who set this up in this terrible position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? And so he doesn't care about you strategizing against each other. All he cares about is ruining your lives.
And I was just, honestly, I was just thinking for game clarity
strategy,
and
yeah.
for strategy.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So. Certainly don't have to do it, but just mm-hmm. It was just a thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And we can test it that way sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I think for now we'll stick with.
Oh, of course,
concept.
Of course.
Yeah,
I was just I thought of that as we were
yeah,
playing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna save two more people, which I think is just gonna be her, Georgina and Francine.
Okay.
Because. I don't want someone else to die. So,
yeah.
And these two just kind of negate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nothing bad happens.
Right.
Other than you losing those points.
Right. So, I will go ahead and spend my two walks in my retreat, which leaves me with a wait. It will be my next
turn,
move.
Yeah.
And I will save Francine. And I will save Georgina.
Georgina. Okay.
And so now my turn ends.
Mm-hmm. So everybody counts down.
And so what happens is Elsa for 10 points and Wendy for 4 points die.
Yep.
Their triggers are the highest point damsel next to this one, which is next to Wendy, which is Elsa, who's also dying, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Has something happened to her, but again, it doesn't matter. And then the lowest point one, which happened next to Elsa, which happens to be Wendy,
mm-hmm.
also is affected, but since they're both dying, it doesn't matter.
Right. Now, to differentiate between the ones you save and the ones you die,
mm-hmm.
we're putting the dead ones face down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. Cool. All right. So we lose 10, or excuse me, not 10, 4. 4 dangers there. And we got to put 4 more out with 4 more damsels. So, Eclipse of Death. Deadly Poison, the Waterfall, and Charging Bear.
Okay. And on the Cliffs of Death, we have Ophelia.
Ophelia.
And the Deadly Poison is Violet with a 2 counter. On the Waterfall is Edith. And on the Charging Bear, we have Louise.
Louise.
And it's when the game is over, when the damsels are all gone.
We're out of damsels, right.
So there are 4 damsels left in the deck. Spoiler alert.
Okay. All right, so back to me. This is only our 3rd round here. So this is going a lot faster than it does with 2 players.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We'll talk about that afterwards here. Okay, so the last 3 cards that I used my last turn I can't use. I have to use my 7th card before I can go back to looking at the 3 that I used on my first turn.
Right.
So the card that I absolutely have to use on this turn is a dodge. Gosh, I should probably look at what I'm doing here before I start playing cards.
And so this turn, Rob has 2 damsels that are about to die.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is on the volcano. And the other is the sawmill, which destroys his special ability.
Mm-hmm.
So probably doesn't want to let either one of those die.
Yeah.
Because basically, I mean, basically, if you let the volcano go, you lose the game. I mean, because
basically,
statistically speaking,
right.
I mean, it's possible that these could all be low pointers,
right.
And he could have
and actually,
a bunch of high pointers.
He's in a decent position. Like, yeah. If he could save Ophelia and let everyone else die, it's not terrible, but it still wouldn't be advised.
Yeah.
It
would and still you know be that bad. One might not be bad if it came up towards the end of the game when there are only maybe like 2 or 3 of them left.
Yeah,
then you might
right.
be able to afford letting it go. But
so I'm looking at this here. Well,
at this
point,
it would be bad.
I'm going to use my retreat, and I'm going to use that on the sawmill to push Sally back up, because, again, if I can push that off to Christine, then she's going to have to either save her or discard her special move.
Oh, no one wants to save Sally.
Yeah, well.
She's only worth 2 points.
Right, nobody cares about Sally. I'm going to use my special over Sally, advance 1. I'm going to use that as 2 separate ones. So I'm going to save Betsy so the volcano doesn't go off. And then I'm going to use that as a 1 to push Elizabeth down from 3 to 2. And then I'm going to use my jump to advance 2 to push Louise down by 2.
He's just screwing you over.
So that's the end of the turn.
So this is what you get for taking his advice last turn to screw
right.
me. Because now he's screwing you.
So everybody counts down. And we have... What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards that are...
About to
trigger here. And our new card, we have Pit of Spikes, and we have Millie at the Pit of Spikes.
So the volcano's off the table now.
Volcano's
so
gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least good that you don't have to deal with that, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Sawmill, the death trigger, is hero discard special move card permanently. And then Charging Bear is 1 move card, so that could be anything that it doesn't
anything.
Have to be my special.
So
card.
You could actually put yourself in a position where you lost 2 cards and were down to 5.
But then
actually,
this one
lines.
Is also move card, so I could lose
3
cards on
cards.
This turn.
Right.
Good news is the game's almost over.
I just need to minimize the damage here. Well, I have to use my dodge so I can put someone back up 1.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sally because I really don't want to...
For Sally.
Everyone hates Sally.
She's been tied up to that log in the sawmill since
just
the
going
beginning.
Back and forth,
yeah.
back and forth, back and forth.
So it's that scene where somebody stops it
and
reverses it and starts it again.
Right.
Oh, man. So if I let her go, this one dies too. Good God. All right. This is the part where I probably lose. Well, I can't push anyone back, so it is towards the end of the game. I'm just going to use my walk, and I'm just going to take... Actually, if I let Ophelia die, Elizabeth is going to reset. So really, I only have to deal with these 3. So... I could save her. Oh, either way, I'm going to lose 8 points. There's just no way to get out of this. I'm not really sure what the cheapest way is. Well, I guess
now,
yeah, I'm gonna have to go for Ophelia, I think.
Okay. Of course, the simple way to play the game is to ignore death triggers. So you could like that would be the kids' version of the game, right?
Right.
Yeah, for kids to ignore the death trigger. But for adults, you would make sure you included that.
We played it without death triggers the first time.
First time.
Yeah.
This is so much cooler because
it's
there's so much more strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to do that and save Ophelia with my walk.
Okay.
I don't really know that it'll make a difference. And then I have a 0 or a 3. I might as well use the 3 and save Millie. Even though she's 2 points, I might as well take them.
Better than 0.
Better than 0.
All right, so
I am totally screwed with all the dead games.
More dangerous. So what we've got here is Violet is dead. Edith counts down to 3. Louise is dead. Flora is dead. Elizabeth is dead. And Sally goes back down to 1.
Well, she dies too because it says highest point in damsel.
Well, we advance them all first, and then we go back to our death triggers.
Oh, so now she dies.
Right. So
dead.
Right. So she's still at 1. So right away for these two, you have to discard 2 of your move cards.
And they can be any, right? Not ones.
Any.
You, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so that's at least cool.
Right.
At least you can, like, at this point in the game, discarding ones you just spent isn't so terrible.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm going to do my dodge, and my weight will be discarded.
Okay. Those count against you there. Okay. We have Stampeding Horses. Elizabeth died. Death trigger. Dangers next to this card advance 1. If any other damsels are killed, their dangers do not trigger. So Sally's next to her, so she dies 2, but her...
Yes!
She doesn't trigger, so you don't have to discard another card.
That's good, because I did not have a way to save Sally.
I just, like...
I was really like, oh, man.
I was just trying to find a way where I wouldn't have to discard a whole lot of cards.
Right.
I mean, 2...
So to be clear, Christine literally just cleared the table.
She cleared the whole table. She killed everybody.
I could have just let the volcano go off.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, basically,
that's true. That's basically what just happened. Yeah. And then Deadly Poison here. Highest point damsel next to this card dies. So these two dangers cancel each other out.
Well, Violet. She wasn't dead before, so that does.
That's why
she died. Oh, right,
okay.
Got it, yeah.
Just
right.
To be honest.
You got it. Thank you. Okay.
So
that is all clear. So we need to put out... We have...
Last 4?
We have 3 dangers... 3 damsels left,
okay.
So we throw out our last 3.
I have 6 dead damsels.
Speeding train and quicksand and falling piano were our new dangers.
We have Pauline with the falling piano. We have Lily with the speeding train. And we have Clara with the quicksand. And it is Jason's turn.
And it's a good turn for Jason. So I have to play my weight advance 0 card.
Yep.
Because it's what I have left. So I play that. It does nothing. But then I can pull out my acrobatics, which is advanced 2 or 3, and my jump, which is advanced 2. So what that allows me to do is, what's my other card? Run advanced 3. So, yeah, it kind of stinks. There's no good way for me to get more than 1, but I can get 1 person saved, which is good, because she's worth 12 points, which is Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you could also save Lily. Because you could make your acrobatics a 2 plus your 2 for jump and make that a 4 and save Lily.
You're right. I could do that.
And
so
then Rob will have to...
Rob will have to save, focus on saving her.
Pauline,
mm-hmm.
Right.
So... And actually, that would be cool because if you did not save her somehow, both damsels would die because it
mm-hmm.
says lowest point 1 next to her
mm-hmm.
dies and there's only 1 left.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'll spend my jump and my acrobatics as a 2 to make 4 to save Lily for 12.
Okay.
That speeding train goes away. And,
okay, the last 2 advance. Falling piano at 1 and quicksand at 5. My required card is in advance 3.
Which may or may not help you.
Which I might as well go ahead and use 1, 2, 3 for the quicksand.
So now you have a 1 and a 2 out.
Yeah, so I've got a 1 and a 2. I'm going to play... A weight to do nothing, and a walk to push Pauline down by 1.
Save her.
Save her. And then that's the end of my turn. Clara counts down with the quicksand down to 1. So, Christine, Hopefully you can save her.
I have a one. She's saved.
All right, good enough.
So, ta-da!
Ta-da! So that's the end of the game. So now we count up our saved and subtract our dead.
Might as well count up my dead and then subtract the saved.
You started, Rob?
I have 66 points.
Oh.
All right.
But I didn't have any dead.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah.
I had a lot of dead, so many that I only have 16 points.
Well, I had 54 points, and I would have beat you if I hadn't had two dead, because I had 68 to start with. So
okay.
So the dead does definitely matter. I mean, obviously
yeah,
for
does.
You, too. But
yeah.
Even for just... I only had two, and that was enough to make
enough.
Me lose. So.
Okay. All right. So, thoughts?
Way cooler than last time.
Yeah,
I mean, it was enjoyable last time, but there was so much strategy in like this, like what's essentially a small card game. I mean, right? There's not a lot of cards to this.
72 cards in the
and
it's pretty simple.
And I think you need more dangers.
I agree.
I think you need more damsels.
I agree.
I would like to see as a death trigger for one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just me, but I would love to see one that forced a previous opponent, or you could choose an opponent. To lose the points for that one. I think previous would be simplest to just say, like, if Christine screws me with that one, I could force that one to zero and it's going to hit her, not me.
You could let that damsel die and the point consequence would go to that.
Right.
Okay.
Or you could just have, you could also have one that just said, if this damsel dies, the lowest point one next to it is triggered and attributed to the last person, including the death trigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you could super, like, so the sawmill, right?
Yeah.
So I could let her die, and now Christine lost a card because of that. I like the idea of being able to somehow affect a post or few, because you can always affect the person after you.
Next to you, right.
You can't affect the person before you.
Right.
So even just one or two dangers that gave you a way to do that would be kind of fun.
Okay, yeah, that's worth trying.
So,
definitely worth trying, at the very least. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I can see the value in that, yeah.
Just because there's so much strategy forcing that player ahead of you that it'd be fun to screw with the one behind you, too.
Yeah,
well, and
sure.
That, I think that would make it more fun, too, for someone who's kind of getting behind. Like, I just had, how many was there, five or six
right.
that died
so
on one turn. So even though I'm not going to get enough points to make a difference by the end of the game, if I could kind of make somebody else have a few dead damsels,
yeah.
kind of even
that would be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so next thought. When we played this before, two-player, we played it twice. We played it once with the original six damsels at a time. We felt like that was too easy, so that's why we pushed it to eight. My computer's made a noise. But we're still recording, so it's okay.
Woohoo!
Low battery, even though it's plugged in. All right, it's an old computer.
We may be leaving very soon.
Right. So if this drops out unexpectedly, that's the reason. Wow,
anyways.
That's terrifying, that sound. Okay, so we pushed it to eight last time, and that felt better. So with three people...
If that happens, this might not save.
You're right.
You want to pause,